How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. We get a litigation update from RCAF USA's Bill Bullard in just a moment.
It's McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, December 14th at noon. Selling over 800 head of bred cows and heifers, pairs, open heifers, and bulls. New buyers do need to register before sale day. But for more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. McAllister Stockyard's Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, December 14th at noon. 918-423-2864.
Hattie, what do you want for Christmas?
Dad, I want a new Kubota L2501.
Why a new Kubota?
Because right now Great Plains Kubota has the best price, the best tractor, and the best warranty.
You're right, Hattie. Right now, Great Plains Kubota is offering the new L2501 DT and loader for only $14,990. Great Plains Kubota also has a best price guarantee and an exclusive 10-year, 2,000-hour powertrain warranty. So this one's easy. You don't even need to ask Santa. Just visit gpkubota.com.
Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
The populous cattle group RCAF USA is probably best known for their litigation on a variety of subjects. Our own Casey Shepard caught up with CEO of RCAF, Bill Bullard, and he talked with Casey about a couple of pieces of litigation they're involved in right now, their lawsuit against the major beef packers, and their litigation against USDA over the beef checkoff.
Well, this is a historic antitrust lawsuit that we filed against the four major packers. In our lawsuit, we allege that Tyson, Cargill, JBS, and National Beef conspired to artificially depress prices paid to U.S. cattle producers from January 1 of 2015 through the present. The case is presently in the stage where the packers have filed motions to dismiss. We're in the briefing process now, and we expect that early next year the court will hold a hearing on those motions and determine whether or not the lawsuit will proceed.
Can you also give us a little bit of an update on the litigation against the USDA over the beef checkoff?
Yes. Now, that case, we have already won a preliminary injunction that affects the state of Montana. We have now expanded the case to include 15 states. We allege it is unconstitutional for the government to compel producers to fund the private speech of private corporations, and our concern is some of those private corporations are actually working against the interest of the payers of the program, and that would be the U.S. farmers and ranchers. So the case presently is under the consideration by the magistrate judge. We have already briefed our motions for summary judgment, and so we're awaiting a decision that could come at any time.
So will that go to trial?
Well, that would be a magistrate judge recommendations and findings that would then be submitted to the district court judge to decide whether to amend or to accept or to reject those findings. And so it will still take several months after the magistrate judge decision before we get an ultimate decision from the federal court.
Do you feel like pieces of litigation like this have been good?
Oh, absolutely. We have deployed traditional lobbying techniques for the past 20 years, just as other organizations have for the past many, many decades. And what we have found is that the forces that we are up against in Washington possess so much political and economic power that we're unable to achieve any meaningful reform. So we've now decided to begin using the third branch of our government created by the Constitution. And that's a branch of government that is least likely to be influenced by the very, very powerful opponents that we have in Washington, D.C. And so in our court cases, we have, in fact, found considerable success. We were able to keep the U.S. Department of Agriculture from prematurely reopening the Canadian border when BSE continued to have outbreaks up in that country. We kept the border closed for about 2 years, and our U.S. cattle producers benefited from that action. The checkoff case, we currently are protected by a preliminary injunction that protects the Montana rancher from having to fund the private speech of private corporations because it's unconstitutional. Where we have not found success in using traditional lobbying techniques in both the executive agencies and in Congress, we are finding success within the U.S. judicial system.
You're obviously super passionate about this.
Well, we don't approach this litigation from a willy-nilly type of an approach. We look at the core problems that the industry has today. Number one, our markets are fundamentally broken. Number two, our U.S. cattle producers are forced to compete in the global marketplace with their hands tied behind their back because they cannot distinguish their superior product in the marketplace. Number three, we have private corporations and federal agencies that are partnering together in order to extract value from U.S. cattle producers without paying them a cent. And so those are the core issues. And, well, the final one is that your checkoff dollars are actually being used to fund the first three. So our lawsuits are strategically pointed at those core problems.
Proud of their litigation, Bill Bullard of RCAF. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Since becoming the first USDA-certified mediation provider for the state of Oklahoma, our professional mediators have helped thousands of farmers, ranchers, and federal agencies work together to reach realistic, durable solutions to the challenges they face. Learn more about the OAMP and the mediation process by visiting our website at ok.gov/mediation or contact us toll-free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 1-800-248-5465.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.